Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Motivational Positivity for Entrepreneurs. The business motivation podcast that ignites your passion, powers your perseverance, and transforms your potential into success. Designed by Prime Pod Network. For the dreamers, the doers, and the believers in business. This is where your journey to greatness begins. Get ready to be inspired.
$80 billion a year is spent in America on lottery
tickets. If anyone in the world can do it,
nobody spends anything. They have friends. That's more money than Starbucks, Burger King, Taco Bell.
Like, if you want to be an astronaut,
why do I learn a skill?
Why do
I promote myself? People spend almost nothing.
You just have to figure out what it's going to take to get there and do it.
My PhD dad says, what do you think? I made up money?
Paradigm.
I can't afford that.
And your rich dad used to say what instead of I can't afford it?
This idea of
how can I?
No matter what it is, it may just take time.
24 hours in a day.
Skill set. But if you want to run a multi-$100 million
at 13 years old, I had
find someone who's doing it and get them a mentor. Find 10 people
to kill list.
Learn little things from them, right? It's all basketball rankings.
And I was nowhere to be found.
So
I was like 57.
My philosophy is very, very simple.
So I will look at 56, 55, all the way up to number one.
You know, me being a dad.
So when we go on an AAU travel circuit,
because I'm
hunt them down and knock them down.
I don't eat until they eat. I don't
know. How can I do that? What would it take?
I don't have unless they have.
Your
that's
brain
the mentality, and that's the mentality
only thing
that I
you
strictly
have
get from
when you're going through
so
depression,
me,
hard times,
you know, having
going
that
through
kind
death,
of mentality,
real life.
What comes with that?
Everybody else is
what comes with that is,
you know,
a certain work ethic
partying
that
it
you have to
Saturday,
put forth.
You know,
it's easy
they
to
want to
slip
lost,
back
you know, they're all
into, you know, well, you know, I'm not going to push myself.
I'm thinking about how
because
I'm
when
better.
People blow smoke up
a question opens a mind
24/7, 365. It's a good feeling, you know.
You're the most vigilant, high performance person will be.
Don't absolutely
horn. You've seen that.
That's why guys like Gates,
don't show off,
the late Steve Jobs, Elon, they don't hang.
Don't
eagles
so
fly alone.
Attention. We're told this is
you know, kids. It's hard
fly
for
the, radar,
the birds that are flying at 10,000 feet to blow smoke
attacked.
Up your when you're at 25,000 feet.
Get
people
so
are
big
trying to do the
no
impossible, right?
You.
They're trying to save
I realize
it.
I keep
what
going
make.
Back.
Dude, it's easier just to make another $4,000,000. There's no shortage of money. There's no shortage of money on this planet. There's plenty of money. You said $4 trillion has been freaking manufactured. You got it first.
Because he is not going to stop.
You know, clear up your thinking about what your daddy thinks a lot of money is, and get rid of the thinking that you make
it's
enough.
Just about
you
money. It's
nobody
like this
does.
Money just sits here. What
and
is it? It's just pieces of paper. Somebody decided on colors, values. Somebody put a little stamp on it. A lot of work went into like making me believe this is somehow valuable. And
top 5%.
Today I just know that until this starts moving around, it's not valuable.
At least you've been invited to the party.
Yes, and yet it tricks most of the masses.
It tricked me for years.
They got a hold in the account and it's security.
You
worry
yeah,
about the rainy day,
you
and
yeah,
kind
exactly.
of keeps this whole class of population
food.
Down.
You
save
the
money,
save
the
pennies.
You know,
so,
now I'm like, I don't want to save it, I want to use it.
Right.
You know, so like if you ask me today, hey, would you rather have $1 billion?
$1 billion a month?
$1 billion.
Any talent
to be a critic.
30 seconds to make
it takes
decision,
real one work billion to think through an idea and take? See the world differently from everybody
he
else,
said,
articulate it, and then put your reputation on the line and go popularize
your level of work ethic.
Right? That's
I
work.
Mean, you hear
it's
so
not easy to
so
do.
So many guys tell stories and, about your work ethic. What was really
you have
work
to be willing
like,
to be
and
unpopular.
For how long did you stay disciplined?
Well, I mean,
you know, when I was 15 years old,
day,
starting
since,
into my exercise journey,
years,
I remember sitting on the couch
process,
and not wanting to
trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses.
Brain, I was like,
for example,
the harder
jumping
this is,
ability, man, my
the stronger
was
I become.
A 40,
so the more I feel
46,
this pull
40,
to stay home,
45.
The more I go.
My
I was
hands
15
are
years
big,
old,
but
and
not
I was freezing cold in Canada.
So you got to figure out ways to strengthen.
I go running at 5.
Your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do.
Sucks. Quickness.
I was quick.
Because I hate
insanely
it.
Quick.
And I would go
fast,
off until
but
I
not
just
ridiculously
threw up.
Fast.
Lungs burnt. And maybe
right,
that
so
was the inner contempt that I felt.
Rely
I was
on
also
skill
like,
a lot
I know
more.
That
I had to rely on
I don't want to do
a lot more.
Nothing
I had to
about
study the game a lot more.
So I do it.
And,
right,
but
and
I enjoyed it though. So like from the time I was, I can remember when I started watching the game,
overcome
I studied the game.
All those obstacles that occurred during my bodybuilding career, right? And there was endless obstacles. There's a lot of deterrence. There's a lot of negative mindset.
You
think I'm just naturally a mentally strong guy.
You'd be the greatest of all time.
Oh man, I had more struggles than anybody. And that's why
Shaq had your work. He'd be the greatest of all time.
Greatest
of all time, by sure. He'd be the first to tell you that. For sure. I mean, this guy was a force. Like I have never seen.
I'm going to do it.
It's crazy.
Right? It's just like seeing it as
you know,
an
a guy at that size. Generally, guys at that size are a little
your greatest opportunity
timid
for growth and progress.
And they don't want to be tall. They don't
want to
be
mindset,
big.
Than, oh, that's an obstacle. I don't want to go over there.
He did not care.
The first
he was
step,
mean.
Run full speed.
He was nasty. And
that's the greatest opportunity
for progress.
He was competitive.
He was
road
vindictive.
And let everybody else
I mean,
go
he was.
Let him all
yeah,
go, right?
I wish he was in the gym. I would have had 12 rings.
Again, why did I build big legs? I mean, or some people say some of the best legs of all time.
He had to work. My God,
so
yeah.
Much respect for the guys
we ain't be close.
Because it's not easy, man. It's
and
not easy.
Anyone that ever read a Flex magazine, especially with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Joe Weider was always there.
Such an obsession.
Always there.
Because
well, as he got older, he's no longer with us.
You know, it's funny
day,
that,
that was the
you know,
last
I was told I'd never
be
a professional bodybuilder because I had small legs and narrow shoulders.
And it was the first
if you
time
ever want to look at a picture of my
since those days
career,
of Arnold,
I had the biggest legs on stage by far,
magazine athletes,
and the wider shoulders by far.
Because athletes, which was a rival magazine, still is, all came together. So it'd almost be like DC and Marvel coming together for Stan Lee and having a photo shoot. So that's kind of like what it was. I was there 2 hours before the photo shoot. Reporters come in, they're like, why are you here? I'm training legs. Now, I just lost 26 pounds, competed this and that and the other. And I'm talking about 26 pounds in one day and competed. While everybody else is, you know, partying it up Saturday, you know, whether they won or lost, you know, they're all having a good time eating pizza, doing this. I'm thinking about how I'm going to get better. I said, you know what, I'm going to get my ass up. I'm going to go to the gym. I go to the gym. Reporters are like, why are you here? And why are you training legs of all things? You're depleted. You're this. And I said, I got fifth last night. They're like, yeah, but you know, you got sick. You know, it happens. This, you know, you got fifth in the world. It's not that bad. You're the youngest pro on the circuit. I said, you know what? That's cool that you say that, but I'm very stubborn and I want to train so hard that I'm trying to make a compelling argument with God and the universe that even if he says no, he's gonna be like, well, I gotta give it to him because he's just too damn stubborn.
I love that. I love that.
Every day, suffering, being broken, duct taping my feet up, stress fractures, shin splints, being broken. This is my new norm. And your mind says, if we're not broken, this ain't normal. We gotta be broken. So then your mind starts to get tougher and tougher and more callous. People, how did you run on broken feet? Broken shins. My mind knew this is how we operate. We're in Navy SEAL training. This is what we are. I became hell. And that became my new norm. I gave myself no way out. There was nothing outside these walls of hell. Nothing. I love God, but for a short period of time, I became the devil because that was hell. I became the boss, the owner, the CEO of Navy SEAL training. That was my mindset. And that's how you get through things. You put yourself, you immerse yourself in wherever it is, and you become that.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.